Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang. Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
This first question comes from, Florina, and it was submitted before the webinar. Florina's asking this question from New York, New York, and she's saying, can you give the pros and cons of reinvesting dividends versus getting cash in either A, a retirement account, or B, taxable account?
Yeah, so what I generally recommend is that people do not reinvest dividends and take the cash so they can use it to rebalance their portfolio. And that means they generally have to do one transaction. They're buying only one fund. Instead of rebalancing, you have to buy and sell to do that. And number two, you avoid selling or minimize the risk of having to sell something to rebalance. And then having to pay a capital gains tax if it was in a taxable account. So unless you're talking about getting very small amounts of dividends that really won't matter, and you don't want to pay a $10 or $20 transaction fee because it's too large a percentage, I generally recommend to take the cash and use it to reinvest. Adam, you want to add to that?
I think it's also important to note that when you get a dividend, if you look at it, the stock price falls by the same amount. So certain people who are predisposed to buying dividend paying stocks or anything else aren't getting extra juice, right? It's just, if you think about it, you're even getting less because you have to pay tax on that dividend. So remember, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
I have nothing to add. I think that they're both good points. I think a lot of people don't think of the, I have a lot of people who say, well, gee, I just want to reinvest. I want to keep it simple. But that isn't, and, or I want to buy stocks that have high dividends. And they think that they are doing better than perhaps a growth stock or a value stock. But I think that it is good to hear both Adam and Larry say something that probably isn't what you might have had in mind. So great job on that answer, both you guys.
Yeah, we can add one other question, one other part to that answer, since Adam did touch on that. It is something I've written on in many of my books, that there is, we don't avoid dividend paying stocks, but we don't want to have a preference for them, because dividend paying stocks have no higher returns than non-dividend paying stocks. And you lose diversification because only about a third of all stocks pay dividends. So you're missing out on two thirds of the market. So that's another important thing. And the worst thing, and one of the biggest, most persistent mistakes that investors make, is in periods of low interest rates where you can't meet your goals, leaving your money in safe bonds or CDs because they're yielding 0 or 1% or so, then people tend to buy higher yielding things like dividend paying stocks. And then if the risk shows up, not only do their stocks crash 30, 40% like they did during the COVID crisis or in the 2008 great financial crisis, but things like dividend paying stocks, REITs, MLPs, high yielding junk bonds, whatever other types of cash generating assets, they all crash at the same time. And that can push your portfolio into a position where you can't recover from, or you may panic and sell. Psychologists have written about why there is this preference, and it's purely a psychological one. There is no academic or logical economic reason to prefer dividend paying stocks. In fact, there are some reasons to make sure you don't have a preference for them.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today. We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.